This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala nabiyyina wa habibina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wa ba'd, yarwi al-imam al-Bukhari fi sahihihi an Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So starting tonight, inshallah, I'm going to shift over to a different theme. After we talked about understanding Iman, maybe for 4 weeks or so. I'm going to spend the next maybe 2 to 3 weeks, depending on how how this goes. I'm going to talk about the mindfulness or matters of the tongue. Take a look at how many times the Prophet ﷺ spoke and talked about the dangers and the benefits and the issues regarding the usage of what we say. The use of our tongues and our speech and what we say in our lives. And you're going to be surprised that there's enough material to go on until like after Hajj. But I'll maybe do 2 or 3 weeks of it just for, you know, I need to keep it short. But still, the Prophet ﷺ spent quite a bit of time talking about this. And you'll see from his narrative or the way that he talks about it ﷺ that this is looked at from a number of unique different angles that I think are important for us to contemplate. And the hadith that I'll start with tonight is probably, you know, one of the most famous of all. And you've heard it before, but I'll inshallah maybe shed a little bit of light on it. He says, alayhi salatu wasalam, narrated by Abu Hurairah in the collection of Imam Bukhari, قَالَ إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ مِنْ رِضْوَانِ اللَّهِ لَا يُلْقِي لَهَا بَالًا يَرْفَعُهُ اللَّهُ بِهَا فِي الْجَنَّةِ دَرَجَاتِ وَإِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ مِنْ سَخَطِ اللَّهِ لَا يُلْقِي لَهَا بَالًا يَهْوِي بِهَا فِي جَهَنَّمَ. He says, alayhi salatu wasalam, indeed, the servant will say a word, and this word is oriented towards the satisfaction and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his acceptance and his pleasure, jalla jalaluhu. And this servant will say this word that is oriented towards achieving something in that direction, and the servant won't even think about it. La yulqi laha bala, I mean, the servant won't even be fully focused on it. The servant won't contemplate it too much. Someone will say it, and then, you know, she'll say it and she'll forget about it. He'll say it to someone, and then a few hours later, he'll forget that he ever said that to anyone at all. And because of this word, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate this person in Jannah, darajat, darajat, so levels upon levels. And then he says, alayhi salam, indeed, the servant will say a word that's oriented towards the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also the servant won't think about it. He said something that displeases God and he didn't think about it twice, forgot about it a few minutes later, didn't contemplate the issue or reflect upon it. Yahwi biha fi jahannam, and this person will fall into jahannam for a long time. Just the fall will be for a long time. Forget about where they're going to spend the time, how long, where they're going and how long they'll spend there. Just the fall itself. And this is a hadith that is very scary. It's also uplifting. But it does tell us something. It tells us that your trends is what's going to get the best of you at the end. It's not those one-time mistakes. We're very mindful of our one-time mistakes. We're mindful of that. If I say something that I'm not used to saying, or I speak in a way that I'm not used to speaking, I'll pay attention to it. I'll notice it. So I'll be given the opportunity to repent. If you notice that you did something wrong, you can repent from it. But if you didn't notice you did something wrong, how are you going to repent from something that you didn't even acknowledge happened? You can't repent or ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness or fix something that you don't even notice that you're doing. If it's just happening, then you've lost the ability to fix it because you can't see it. But if you make a mistake, it'll be clear. Just like if you do a good deed, it'll be clear. So this hadith is saying your trends are what's going to get the best of you and eventually. Eventually, it's what your habits are. If you're someone who has a habit of saying things that are negative and hurtful and harmful, you don't even think about it, it's going to get the best of you eventually, because you're going to say something that really does cause harm, causes real harm. You say it, it's the wrong person in the wrong moment, and it kills that person. Not literally, but metaphorically, it hurts them really badly, and they struggle because of that word that you said. I know each and every one of you sitting here to remember at least one time in their lives where someone said something to them. Until this day, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35 years later, they haven't forgot about it. They remember that one word, that way, that gesture. Maybe it's a smirk, Could it be something that was so negative at the time that just left this bad taste in their mouths and just never got over it? Beware. Beware of your trends. Beware of your habits and what you do when you don't think about, right? The mindless activities, the things that we just do. Beware. And also, use them well, because the hadith doesn't start with this negative piece that I'm focusing on. I'm trying to scare you a bit, because that's more a problem. If you're someone who's negative and harmful and hurtful, you say things that can be interpreted in a way that people, you make people feel bad about themselves. You point out flaws all the time. You're always pointing out how they didn't do something well. You mock, you joke, you say something that demeans them or makes them feel less. Someone walks in and you look at someone, you laugh because they speak in a certain way and it hurts them. You forget that even happened. Yawm al-Qiyamah, you won't even remember that you saw that. Like, some of the people who argue with the Malaika is like, that didn't happen. I never mocked this person. I never met that person. That's how little that moment meant to you. I have never even met this human being in my life. How is it that I mocked him? And then you have to go back in that book and figure out, no, for a split second, for a one moment time type of thing, you met that person, you said something extremely negative, and it harmed them, or you mocked them, or you made fun of them, and it harmed them, and it left, and it scarred them, especially with children, beware. When it's with children or younger people, beware. Oh, that is not a thing you want to do, because that can stay there for a long time. And then you'll be punished for it, and you didn't even think about it. But the opposite is there too. When you're positive, and you're kind, and you're tender, you're helpful, and you just, that's your trend. Whenever you see someone who's in need of something, you say something nice, something positive. You compliment something they did. You make them feel better about themselves. You lift them, you elevate their status. Just anything nice, you forget about it. You say something, it's a trend. You said something nice, you forgot about it. Yawm al-Qiyamah, you're like, oh, all these hasanat because of that one person you inspired. And then you look at the person. Are you sure this is my book? I've never met that person in my life. I never met that person. But not that I'm okay taking the hasanat, but I didn't meet the person. You don't remember it, because it was a one-time thing. It was really quick. You just said something nice, and it really did inspire them, and they felt good about them. So you granted them some confidence that they didn't have. They needed confidence. You gave it to them. Didn't even think about it. And then they go on to do great things in their lives, and you're carrying all the hasanat from that, and you don't even know. Your trends will ruin you. Your habits will get the best of you eventually. Be careful. Be careful what you say. Be careful. And if you have a bad habit of being harsh, don't give me this, oh, I see it, say it as I see it. Ah, that garbage. I see it as I say it. Everyone can say it as they see it. That's easy. It's just easy. Anyone can. That's just an excuse for being rude. That's just an excuse that you don't want to think about people's feelings or think about maybe why they're doing what they're doing or why they're behaving what they're behaving. There's a story behind it. Maybe they're not just evil. Maybe there's a story behind it. Maybe a lot of events led up to them being where they are right now. Maybe a lot of these events they couldn't even control. Maybe. You don't know. You have no idea. So maybe we take it easy. Because your words, what they say can matter. I'm not trying to start a dispute that you can come and say, but what happens, I don't know. I'm just saying, think. Because he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, twice, la yulqi laha bala. Doesn't even think about it. Doesn't even value it. Doesn't even measure it. Doesn't care. He says the word, nah, walks away. Won't even remember it a few hours later. But it will cause them to go up or go down severely, because the effects of words, heavy. And you have to be aware of that. So I'll talk about this more, inshallah, as you go along. يروي الإمام البخاري في صحيحه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إن العبد لا يتكلم بالكلمة من رضوان الله لا يلقي لها بالا يرفعه الله بها درجات وإن العبد لا يتكلم بالكلمة من سخط الله لا يلقي لها بالا يهوي بها في جهنم صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم الحمد لله لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين جزاكم الله